The one guy who makes everybody late. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. One of the most frustrating traffic hangups is the phantom traffic jam, where it can be a perfectly clear day, dry roads, no accidents, and yet the cars just suddenly bunch up and come to a stop for no apparent reason. Except there is a reason, a scientific reason.
If there are enough cars on the road, something very minor can get magnified into a traffic jam.
Dr. Eddie Wilson, professor of engineering at Bristol University in the UK, had 22 drivers drive around a circular track with orders to keep a steady speed of 15 miles an hour.
Everyone's going to try and drive the same speed, but drive behavior is not perfect. Some people go a little bit faster, some people go a bit slower, and the traffic will start to bunch up.
Yes, even with no obstructions, traffic bunches up and looks like a circular caterpillar until eventually some of the cars have to stop. And the culprit was the one guy who went just a little too fast, then had to tap the brakes. That first brake tap then ripples down the line with each car slowing a little bit more until traffic stops. So here's the rule. Never make it necessary for you or anyone else to tap the brakes.
You see a space open up in front of you. Don't rush to fill it. Second thing, we've all had it when we're sitting there in a traffic jam. The other lane seems to be going faster. But if you change lane, you just make the traffic flow worse.
I know. Advice nobody's going to follow. But I was hoping that if it came from a professor with an English accent, and if everybody around was also tuned into this right now, I might just have helped you arrive a few minutes faster. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.